Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. Welcome to The Photo Detective, where we cover historical image analysis, genealogy, and how to work with your family photo collection. It's the beginning of the year, and it's a great time to review the ways that we approach our photos. Now, I like to talk about best practices, and best practices vary based on what you are trying to accomplish. There is no set of what should be done in which order. Not always, anyway. For instance, identifying photo best practices are not the same as the tasks relating to planning a virtual reunion, for instance. The same is true for photo organizing. The approach varies based on what you are trying to organize and whether it's real or digital. So let's start with the real stuff. First question, what do you have? You probably have your ancestral images. Then you have the ones that your parents took, and you have your own. And each one may take a different approach to organizing. Your ancestral images are likely a mix of various photographic types, some of which will require special storage, daguerreotypes and slides, for instance. Shiny reflective daguerreotypes and other types of cased images fit nicely in acid and lignin-free microfilm boxes. Slides may still be fine in the carousels in which they're stored. Prints can be sorted by generation and the name of the person. Your parents' images probably contain images from before your time in their lives and images with you as a subject. You might be able to sort them by year, especially if they are still in the envelopes from the processor. Now let's talk about your pictures. Do you have that digital divide that happens in photo collections? It's that moment when you transition to digital only, never to use film again. That's what I mean by a digital divide. The shift in technology happens in most family collections. Do you scan everything? It's one of those shoulds that can be difficult to accomplish. You can send them out to be scanned at a service such as scanmyphotos.com. They're on an earlier podcast episode, and I will list that in the show notes. Once you've scanned your pictures, you'll need a way to find them. And metadata is key. There are a lot of photo organizers out there, so evaluate them based on whether or not they embed the metadata in the photo. I use MemoryWeb, as you know. You've probably heard me talk about it on the podcast. But Adobe Lightroom is also a good option, and there are other ones out there as well. There are companies in the genealogy sphere that are working to embed that metadata. So look around. Metadata is all the information relating to your images. That's like the name of the people in it, where it was taken, when it was taken, the basic information. And there are best practices for adding metadata to your photo organizing program too. So here's a list of metadata best practices. First, if a person has a nickname, you should add that nickname to the profile with your metadata. You want to add a date of birth to their profile. These are particularly important. So here are some metadata best practices for using MemoryWeb.me. add nicknames to the person's profile, add a date of birth to their profile so you can sort them out. I know I have multiple people with the same name in my family tree. Keep track of all the metadata used. That means if you have nicknames, make a list of them so that you never refer to someone as someone else. And include women's maiden and married names. Add multiple tags per image. That is the beauty of digital organizing. You can add as many metadata tags as you like. It doesn't matter. You want to add images to multiple albums. You could have a digital album for every person in your family. You could have an album just for weddings, just for first day of school, just for baby pictures. It really, whatever you can think up, you can create an album. And then tag images of places or the memorabilia that you've scanned or photographed to a person. If you're interested in learning more about digital organizing, then you'll want to join Nancy Desmond of Memory Web and myself in digital photo organizing. It's my 3-part class, and it's newly updated and revised. You've heard me talk about how I use Memory Web to organize all my photos, both those of family and those I use for my photo detective business. I can find a photo, including its metadata, in seconds. I can even export all of that information if I need to. I've looked for years for a full-service digital photo organizer. That's why I created this 3-part series. I know that many of you have invested in Memory Web and have questions about how to get the most out of the program. This series includes best practices for digitally organizing your photographs using a variety of apps and platforms. Session 1 is all about digital photo organizing, the overview and basic tips for using Memory Web. Technology can be overwhelming, no doubt about it. You're thinking you don't need another program, but I strongly suggest you use a digital organizer. It doesn't have to be Memory Web. You just need it. That's all. It helps you find your pictures. You need to find one that works for you, one that keeps all of your data with the images. If you're like me, then you likely have photos on your desktop, your phone/tablets, and you have all the images you are scanning. I even have some on my digital camera. All of those photos can be organized in one program. So in session 1, I talk about the basic tips for tackling all those scans and digital images. I'll explain some of the basic features of Memory Web and how you can use it to gain control over all your family photos. These are tips that you can use with other photo organizers as well. And it's an overview of best practices from syncing to editing tools to how to collaborate with cousins. In session 2, it's a wide open Q&A with Nancy Desmond of Memory Web. So Christopher and Nancy Desmond are family historians like us. They know the types of challenges that come from arranging their photos for genealogical pursuits. So in this session, they answer questions about using Memory Web and how you can use it to digitally organize your photos. In session 3, advanced Memory Web techniques, well, there is so much Memory Web can do. Like seriously, they keep adding new techniques because they're listening to us, the users of the program, and adding things that we think are useful. So in this advanced Memory Web technique session, newly updated and revised, I'll deep dive into metadata and how to make it work for you. You can add metadata for people, places, keywords, captions, and basically anything you want. There is no limit. I'll share my best practices for using metadata for image retrieval. Some of the others are amazing features I'll be covering, like back-front linking. Who knew you could even do that before Memory Web came along? It has a built-in family tree, seriously. And mapping your images. Sometimes I can't remember who's in the picture, but I remember where it was taken. Well, guess what? I can find it that way. You'll gain control over all of those images on all of your devices and in many family history platforms. I'm offering this live 3-part class for $35. It's a special rate because you're going to be attending live and participating. In this masterclass, you'll learn finally how to electronically wrangle and organize all of your digital photos in one place. Whew, that's a lot of work. What is a digital photo organizer and why you should use one? We mentioned best practices, but 3 steps for weeding your collection. It's important to do that. What is MemoryWeb and how does it differ from other organizers? What's the difference between the desktop version and the app? What do you need to know about automatic syncing? Master metadata and find your photos, and how to export that data and photos, and how to share it and collaborate with others. How much storage comes with the program? That's a basic question. Well, it turns out a lot. What if my phone is lost or my computer crashes? This just happened to me, and I was able to retrieve images that I thought maybe I had lost. Not that I don't back it up, because I do. That's another best practice. You have to back up your pictures and your computer all the time. So, given that, it is going to be held in 3 days in January. January 12th, 13th, and 14th at 2 o'clock Eastern each day. We're going to offer it 3 consecutive days, so we hope you join us. $35 is the going rate for this 3-part masterclass. And guess what? Once you've registered in the class, you have access to it later when the recordings are available. This class usually sells for $49.99. You'll be able to find the link in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. I love what I do, and I want to thank you all for being part of my photo community. And as always, stay safe. Hope to see you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review, and if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.